You want to do the intro song? Because I could do it.
No, we don't need
to do the intro. Dubstep. Wow, 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 wow,
wow. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. You guys might have been missing us. Of course, I am Jawbone.
And I am Loco. And we've dearly been missing you, too.
And this is Airsoft Airwaves.
Don't do it. Don't cough into the mic.
I'm trying not to. Oh, man. We've been having some kind of life issues since we last saw you.
Life happens.
Life happens. Life does happen. Ups and downs, really. But we've pretty much got over it, and we are ready to roll out our brand new...
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger and a little longer. You saying something?
We're ready to roll out our brand new podcast going on here.
Yep. Brand new podcast.
Unscripted.
It was never scripted.
Well,
it was just guidelined.
People tend to listen better when things are unscripted.
Yes.
Unscripted.
Okay. Anyway.
Raw footage. When radio podcasters attack.
You sound like the guy from To Catch a Predator. Why don't you have a seat? Why don't you have a seat right over there?
To Catch a Podcast.
I smell a sitcom.
Uh-oh.
Okay, anyway, brand new podcast. Same people, obviously, me and Jawbone. Same equipment, for the most part. But we are revamping our networking and our update schedule and our wardrobe, which kind of counts for us. I guess not so much for you. But
I've had these pants for a while, though.
We're updating in that we're going to get a YouTube feed, too. So stay tuned for videos, and then you'll be able to see our sexy wardrobe.
Oh, like, okay, for the videos. Yeah, I see what you're saying. We're actually going to have, like things to wear on the videos instead of just, like, slum gear.
What?
Isn't that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying we're going to have a sexy wardrobe, and they'll be able to see it on the videos.
What are we going to be wearing?
We're not going to tell them that to ruin the surprise.
You don't even know what we're going to be wearing.
Shh, shh, shh.
We don't have a wardrobe.
Shh, 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 shh. Shh.
Why didn't you share me this information that's before? It's actually confusing. I'm almost...
I enjoy watching your confusion, though, because your face contorts into all kinds of funny designs.
Is that a fat joke?
No. Maybe. Don't eat me!
I ate before I came here. It's okay.
Good. One of the things that we're going to use to start trying to kick off this whole new thing, you may remember, for the few of you that paid attention before... that we had a giveaway that was being scheduled.
There was a lot more than a few. We had like 15 on the blog, and then there was like, when we were doing it, there were like 70-something. But strangely enough, which is really bizarre, between the time of our last podcast and this podcast, we've gained something like 16 new followers on the Facebook account.
Maybe the keys should just stop doing it.
Maybe they were liking us because we weren't doing it.
Oh, that would make me feel very bad.
That actually makes me feel kind of sad now. Would you quit fucking with your phone?
It's friggin'... Ruckus. I mean, rundown. Talking about... You know what? Whatever. I put it down.
Okay.
I was trying to further...
What's he talking about? What's
I was trying
about?
To further the interest of the podcast.
This just in, listeners. This just in. For your podcast enjoyment, we just got a text message from one of our friends.
Our cohorts.
Cohorts. Associates.
Cronies.
Well, not really crony.
He's a crony.
Not really.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Cronies are like fat mafia dons have cronies. We're not fat mafia dons.
Well, I'm not.
Haha.
You set it up. Anyway, we got a text, and hopefully we're going to be able to convince them into doing our gear reviews. There's two of them, and they are usually fun people.
Yeah, just a little background on these guys. They've been getting new gear and fancier gear and getting more into airsoft gear in general. So they've built up quite a repertoire of information. Is that how you say that? Repertoire?
Probably.
A repertoire of information regarding airsoft. What's coming out? What's new? What's shiny? What's expensive? Definitely.
Yeah, expensive. Expensive faux show.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, back to that giveaway that we were talking about like an hour ago. We had some pretty cool gear that we went up to the good folks at Airsoft Barracks and supplied on for the most of it. And we are going to redo how we're going to give it away. No longer do you have to pre-register for any event to get it.
Because that's just silly nowadays.
It is, though we still recommend attending said event. We are now going to convert it into a raffle. And we'll be selling raffle tickets at a as-of-yet-undetermined method. But we're thinking of trying to sell them in all the fields, battalion, airsoft barracks, combat city, battlegrounds, maybe even Wayne's World.
Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Wayne's World and then there's SOCOM.
And SOCOM. Yeah, SOCOM is
news
back,
on SOCOM.
Back in action. Let me finish before you go on another tangent.
I love tangents.
This is not algebra.
I thought tangents were fruit.
That's tangerines.
Oh.
So we've decided that not only are we going to do a raffle giveaway, we're going to sell some tickets. It's going to be cheap, and especially cheap for the type of gear that you will be entered to win. But 100%, that's all of it. That's everything.
Absolutely.
That is the total of everything that we make from said raffle. We'll be going probably to Wounded Warrior Project, if not Wounded Warrior Project and one of the firefighter charities. So not only will you be entered to win some freaking awesome gear, including a cool sling bag, awesome operator hat, a patch, and bags of BBs, a bag of BBs, and maybe even more.
Maybe even more.
Yeah, we might even build this up some more before we actually get to give it away.
Overall, you'll probably be getting about maybe $200 or $200 plus worth of gear for the price
exactly.
of however many raffle tickets you purchase.
Yeah, and there's no limit to amount of raffle tickets you want to buy.
Unlimited.
Yeah. If you buy it, now it's not going to affect your chances of winning, per se. It's not like, oh, well, this guy bought 100 raffle tickets. Let's just give it to him. It is going to be chosen at random. But like any
well,
good...
technically, it does affect your chances of winning. Because if you purchase 100 raffle tickets...
Shut up. Let me rephrase that. We're picking at random, like all raffles.
Okay.
So it's not going to affect our opinion of you if you buy 1 or 1,000.
We still love you all equally.
Yes.
But if you do buy 1,000, that'd be baller.
It would be baller, because all that money is going to be going to some awesome charities. And you will get to say that you helped. And at the end of the day, isn't that what matters? And free gear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it is. So now that we've covered the raffle, what else we got going on?
Speaking about the raffle and going out to all the fields there, we're actually starting to put together a campaign for Airsoft Airwaves, a campaign if you would call it. We'd like to go out and visit all of the fields that are currently active in the Florida area.
Yes.
We're probably going to be starting off with Battalion by Airsoft Barracks.
Yep, up in Jacksonville. I'll be swinging by Battalion and Airsoft Barracks just to say hi. And like I said, maybe grab more gear for the giveaway. Guys up there, they've been real good to us. We got those guns a while back that still love.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I've purchased all of my Airsoft gear from Airsoft Barracks so far. The vest or the rig system that
yeah.
I have, the Molly system.
Yeah.
Got that from there.
Yeah.
That was like $135.
That was a pretty awesome deal.
Ooh, that was awesome.
It was.
And then what else did I get? I got my special purpose rifle, the M4.
Yep.
I got the SVD.
Yep.
A couple friends of mine have actually gone up there for like specific things to purchase.
Yeah. Instead of going online.
Yeah.
Gotta love local business.
Mm-hmm.
So working our way north to south, after we visit Battalion and Airsoft Barracks, we'll be bringing it down towards the Central Florida area, and I believe SOCOM's probably first on that list.
Yeah. SOCOM, by the way, while we're talking about SOCOM, I know it's still off on the tangent, just opened up a new facility. It's under new management, and they have a prop master that actually works there.
Oh, that's cool.
So they have functioning bombs, working doodads and things like that, and it gets pretty involved. A lot of their games get pretty involved.
Spiffy.
Yeah. But then continuing on through the list, we have SOCOM. Then we're probably going to be hitting Battlegrounds, which is something we've been looking forward to ever since they opened up, actually.
Yes. Heard a lot of good things about Battlegrounds. Sound like a lot of good people. And the pictures of their places look pretty cool.
Yeah.
So definitely got to get out there.
And then we're probably going to be swinging by Combat City in the Orlando area, too.
Now, did you know they opened up an indoor area?
I did not.
You did not. They did. He now has the standard Combat City field and recently opened up an indoor area. I've heard good and bad, but more good about it. So we're going to try to get ourselves out there and check it out. Talk to Dave, see what's going on over there.
Awesome.
Do we have anything else? Any other fields? Or is that it for now?
That's it for now. However, we will be doing more research into open and active fields that are in Florida.
Yeah. We need to get out to Deviate.
We do need to get out to DV8's field. We need to figure out when they're having an actual, like, full-on game, too.
They have pretty regular events. War Pigs play out there.
Oh, so. They do, don't they?
All yeah. Right. Yeah, 8-Ball and all those guys.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. So if you're listening and your team has a field or a store that's local to your area that you want to want us to swing by and visit and pass out some of these promo cards, stuff like that for the raffle and get your name out there, just shoot us an email at airsoft.airwaves@gmail.com, and we will get back to you as soon as we can about that. Speaking of stores, we also need to hit Toy Soldier Sports.
Toy Soldier, yeah.
Drop off some of these cards at Manji's.
What else? Well, we have the Sentry building, but that's kind of like a...
Yeah, Sentry can't really...
It's not really a field.
No.
Do you have anything on the East Coast?
Let's see. East Coast. Not to my knowledge, but I haven't really looked, so we got to do more research on that.
Definitely doing more research on that. Stay tuned for that one, guys.
Yes, indeed. Well, stay tuned always.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of staying tuned always, we still have yet to reach 100 likes on Facebook, and when we reach 100 likes on Facebook, we're giving away that nice OD green tactical Molly vest.
Yep.
So don't forget about that.
It's a pretty cool vest.
It is.
It's been sitting in my closet since we've been running this, actually, and it's taking up space. I want to get rid of it.
Yeah. I probably got some stuff I can give away, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can.
Do, like, a big giveaway for our 100 Facebook thing.
Yeah.
And think about that, guys. Only 100 likes on Facebook, and we're going to give that away. That's a 1 in 100 chance that you're going to have of winning this.
That's roughly 10,000, 100,000 times more likely than playing the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can play the lottery and be almost guaranteed a loss.
Or you can just get us some likes on Facebook and be 1 in 100 that could win it.
Yeah. And I think we're up to like 81 now.
I don't know. Let me go check. Because somebody didn't bring their laptop.
We're checking the Facebooks.
84 likes. 84. 16 more people and we give some stuff away.
Yeah. Free stuff.
Free stuff.
Way.
Absolutely free stuff.
So we've got our new program up and running. We're talking about doing some new segments here. We're probably going to be doing a team tracker, which is kind of our version, our Airsoft version of probably an ESPN kind of team tracker, where you follow the stats of the team, get the career of the team going on and everything like that, figure out what the team's doing,
yeah,
who they're picking for new team members and stuff like that, if they're open for new team members.
Where they're based out of. What type of events they like to go to. So that way, if you're listening, you can find a team that's compatible to your likes and interests, your style of gameplay, and your style of people.
Absolutely. And with that, we're probably going to have a featured player chosen at random out of a list of Airsoft players that we will compile. And we will try and set them up with some kind of tracking system. Would you say like a contour camera or something like that?
Probably something like that.
Or we can just go through like a CQB day or something like that and see how they play. Give up pointers and stuff like that, see if they have anything to say. I think it'd be pretty fun and be a pretty cool way to get themselves involved more with both the podcast and the greater Airsoft community.
Yeah.
We've got gun and gear reviews coming up soon. Again, we're talking to a couple of our buddies about getting on that because they're what we would consider to be the professionals on that.
Then again, I want to remind everybody that buying a lot of gear and buying good gear doesn't necessarily make you an awesome Airsoft player.
Oh, no, they're buying not only good gear, but a lot of good gear, and they're taking their time on it, too. They're putting in research, a surprising amount of research, actually.
Yeah.
More research than I usually put into it.
Right. Now, you know, compare that to, like, an Olympic diver. You just don't go up onto a 10-meter board and jump into the pool and win a gold medal. It takes time and practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What these guys have been doing.
I know. I'm just saying. For those of you out there, they're just like, oh, these guys said if I go buy an $800 gun, I'll be good. We didn't say that.
No.
You said that to yourself.
I will never make you buy a gun.
Nope.
I will leave it up to you.
It is your decision. Free will.
So our gun and gear reviews, we're probably going to be doing a full-on Can't Stop It YouTube segment for that.
Yeah. Hopefully. Speaking of the YouTube segment, while we are both grown men and fully capable of finding one on our own, we'd like our listeners and fans and followers and fellow Airsofters to get involved with this because this podcast is about you. It's about the Airsoft community and the Airsoft players. What we need is somebody with a nice video camera that wants to do our videoing. So if you or somebody you know wants to reach a whole new level of awesome, have them email us.
Get involved with Airsoft Airwaves.
Yes, do get involved. And we can actually work around your schedule. So if your work schedule's weird, that's whatever.
Yeah, we're just flexible.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
No homo.
Yeah.
Anyways, Guns and Gear review is coming up soon, shortly, on the ASAP. What was the word that you used earlier? Fast and in a hurry?
In a fast hurry.
In a fast hurry? That's the new Delta phrase, by the way.
Yep.
Delta uses it, so you guys can use it, too.
So, you said Delta, which reminds me of Hurt Locker, which reminds me of the drinking game Hurt Locker, which reminds me of Origins 2012 in Columbus, Ohio.
Which reminds me of a list of cool events that are also coming up.
Yeah. So, Origins 2012, big game fair, mostly for tabletop gaming and stuff like that. But there's some cool people up there. We were up there with Mind Game Productions. Mind Game Productions apostrophe.
I think it's S apostrophe.
Yeah, Mind Game Productions apostrophe. Interplanetary event, which features the United States Marine Space Corps. And
interplanetary?
Interplanetary. Yeah,
are you sure it's not intergalactic planetary?
I'm sure.
Planetary intergalactic.
I am positive because we don't have nearly a thumping baseline as they do.
Okay.
Yep. So that was pretty cool. It was also the same weekend as the very first Airsoft Expo, which was cool in that it was an expo about airsoft and it had some pretty awesome stuff there. But size-wise, I think we can do better. And there are plans in the works somewhere with people with top men to make it bigger, better, and faster for next year. So for those of you here in Florida that are thinking to yourselves, hey, John Liu, what about Florida? Don't forget us.
Dear John
Liu. Don't worry.
Liu.
He hasn't. And he won't.
I know we're dangling off the bottom of the United States there, but seriously, we mean something too.
We do. We mean a lot of somethings, being one of the largest airsoft communities in the nation.
We are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of the largest or the largest?
One of.
I was going to say because California.
Because I don't have official statistics because those are overrated.
And that's how we roll.
Yep. So what about those other events you're talking about?
A couple huge ones.
Huge ones.
A couple big ones.
We like huge ones.
And some regulars going on here. We got Fall of Liberty coming up. Do you know exactly when those are going on?
They have one in August, September, October, and November. The first one's in Florida. The other three are in Alabama.
Right.
But this event, sponsored by Evike, partnership with the Wounded Warrior Project and a few other entities, this event is going to be pretty amazing. So if you've got time, money, and you can travel, we'll be bringing you more information on the next episode.
We've got a TAC Ops coming up in June.
Yep, June 23rd. Just
actually,
a standard TAC Ops
month,
event.
Isn't it?
Yep,
it is June. Look at
this
that.
This is June.
See what happens when you lose track of time.
I know exactly what
I was
happens.
On Key West time for a minute there.
Oh, it's okay.
What's if that? You like being a colada.
No.
Oh.
No.
Anyways, TAC Ops, then we got Wasteland coming up in November. That's one that we've always been pushing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we love that game.
Yes, we do. Oh, yeah. And this year might be even cooler because one of the MGP actors is actually super knowledgeable about Bethesda's universe for Fallout series.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he's pretty much designed a Florida-specific setting and scenario.
It's going to be hot.
It is.
Not temperature hot. It's going to be November, so it might be warm.
It's actually probably going to be cool, given the last 3 years of Wasteland.
Yeah.
I recommend bringing your burn barrels, people.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
You can find them pretty much anywhere in Florida, because we're country like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of country like that, did you know that the original, cowboys came from Florida?
Is this related at all to what we're talking about?
Well, country.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
I'm not talking about, the Dallas Cowboys.
Anyway, after Wasteland, I think we have something in December. Oh.
We have something in December.
28 months later, which, as you may know, this December will contain the infamous December 21st, 2012, the so-called end of the world. So make sure you don't miss the last airsoft game of the world existence. It's going to be 28 months later. You may recognize the theme from zombie movies, and that's exactly what it's going to be. It's a zombie game.
Please don't consume any bath salts prior to the game.
Yes, eating faces will not be tolerated.
Unless you're doing a metal zombie.
Nope, not even then.
Okay.
Nope, people need their faces.
Then you should probably wear face protection.
Yep. face protection is always recommended.
Eye Pro and Face Pro.
Yeah.
Never noticed that in zombie movies, though. I'm like, there's always that one guy that's well-prepared, but he's never got face protection or anything.
Yeah, well, there's always got to be that guy.
Yeah. Anyways, another huge game that's in the works currently, in September, Shattered Union.
Shattered Union 2.
2.
Yes. Going to be amazing. For those of you that missed the first one, like I did, it's a little while ago, but Shattered Union is basically kind of like a new Civil War. That one is going to be pitting the Maryland, New Maryland, the Virginians, and a group called the Miscreants, which are pretty much just a loose group of raider-type personalities against each other. The Virginians won at the last event, and Virginians and the Marylanders won, but the Virginians and Miscreants are not happy. So they're going to be probably loosely aligned to take down the Marylanders. And there's also going to be another remnant faction that may or may not show up and cause some problems. But yeah, this event is going to be the 29th and 30th of September.
It's a good weekend.
Yes, it is. It's going to be at the ITI training facility up in Virginia, right near West Point. And this place is pretty amazing. Got an abandoned airfield, some airplane fuselage, mount town, a lot of woodland area. So it's going to be pretty intense.
Better get your cardio up.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be sponsored by Mind Game Productions Mapper, which is the Mid-Atlantic Airsoft Players Registry, and the Dogs of War Airsoft Team, which are one of the northern teams.
Nice.
Big group of good guys. So more info on that to come the closer we get. Right now, the price is $85 per person with a 200-player max. So if you want to attend one of these legendary events, might want to throw down soon. 200 players will fill up pretty quick.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome event.
Oh, yeah.
What are the things we got going on here?
I think that's it right now for the event calendar.
Yep. Do you know if there's anything going on with the America campaign?
There may or may not be a mission or an event or two in the works for that. But okay. The initial design for that was to be MGP hosts a couple base campaign events, and the players take the rest themselves and host small events at their own fields. And the results of those games factor into the overall campaign.
We might want to do something like that.
Yeah. If we had a field and players.
We kind of do.
Yeah? Where's this field?
I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of.
You got a large field right outside that window right there.
Yeah, okay. My parents would love that. Hey, Mom, I'm swinging by with 80 people, and we're going to be shooting. Okay, bye.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, so we went through the new program coming up. We got fields. We got games coming up here. Gear review, promotion. I think I might be out of material, honestly.
Nah, impossible. Oh, if any of you teams want to sponsor or partner with Airsoft Airwaves and have a continual plug and promotion on our page and in the episodes that we broadcast, feel free to shoot us an email, hit us up on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and at us in your posts. I'm new to the Twitters, so.
Yes, make sure you pound us in the Twitter things.
Oh, please don't.
Do the pound Airsoft Airwaves.
Don't pound us.
You have to, isn't that what it's called? You pound somebody on Twitter?
Anyway, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, we'll be posting up the link to our blog, which you can also subscribe to. It's going to give you updates and keep you appeased and whet your appetite in between episodes.
And as always, I usually write the blogs, so there's going to be funny pictures.
Yep.
Shit tons of funny pictures.
Yep. The type of funny pictures where make sure the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. What? I pull from 4chan.
Well, that's the problem. That'd be like pulling your girlfriends from OBT. Oh, wait a second.
I was going to say, this is a problem? And I don't go from OBT. I usually hit Castleberry first.
Ah, yes. I know what you're talking about. No, stop it. Stop.
Wub wub wub. Yep, I'm out of material for this one. So what do we got coming up on the next podcast, do you know?
On the next podcast. Next time.
When podcast thingers attack.
Wait, you pulled that off pretty well the first time. I thought you'd have it good the second time too, but nope.
To catch a podcast personality. Why don't you have a broadcast right there? Go ahead. Have a scene broadcast right there.
No. I'm not here to broadcast. I just...
When podcasters attack.
There you go. So the next podcast, bring in some more information for...
We're going to pull in more information for Fall of Liberty because that looks like a pretty interesting game.
Yeah.
You know what slipped my mind entirely this past year? What was that Operation Eastern Wind or whatever it was?
Oh,
do you remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. That one was pretty awesome. Did you see the pictures for John Liu's event in New Mexico?
The one with all the desert?
No. Yes, that's the state with the desert. But the event that's at the abandoned shopping mall.
Oh, yeah, that one?
Oh, that looks so amazing.
See, I got a problem with fighting inside of shopping malls.
Why?
There's too much open space and not enough real, like...
I guarantee you that event will be much safer than Black Friday at the mall in its prime.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of people in the mall on Black Friday. I'm talking about, like, there's just, like, too much open space and not enough, like... cover area.
Well, given that it's an abandoned mall, well, first off, if you look at all the pictures, there's plenty of cover throughout the areas.
Oh, well, I didn't look at the pictures. I was like, oh, that's
okay.
Interesting.
Glancing isn't looking. So if you look at the pictures, you'll see that there's cover. Also, since it's abandoned, you'll be able to throw smoke, and depending on the level of abandonedness, you may or may not be able to create your own doorways, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, what'd be really cool is if we can get those, like, the blast plates that Israelis have.
Yes. Like, the ones that are, like, 8x8, and somehow you pull off your back in Call of Duty and just, oh, I just had that in my pocket.
Well, they fold up to a more reasonable size.
Yeah. I think it's exaggerated a little bit in the video games.
Oh, yeah. It'd be really cool if we can do the slow motion thing, too.
Yeah, it would be. But I don't think that just happened.
I don't use silencers. I go noisy wherever I go.
Bah, bah, bah.
That was just a little too noisy.
All right. Well, that's because I use a 45.
Oh, okay.
It's a man's round.
I think John Wayne invented the 45, didn't he?
No. Nope, that was definitely Colt.
Well, okay.
Yep.
Anyways...
So maybe we might even bring you some more information for the John Liu event. For those of you that are so hardcore that you'll travel across the country and spend a large amount of money to play at a historical event.
I just might.
Now, when I say historical event, I don't mean it's based on history. I mean it will make history.
How funny would a Civil War reenactment for Airsoft be?
That would suck. You'd have to have bolt actions, and you'd have to load each BB like from the top of the barrel and push it down, and then rack it. Wait for the guy in front of you to get shot and fall down so you could fire.
That would be kind of sucky.
Yeah.
Forget I said that, all right?
Okay.
Any word on the...
No. I'll tell you after.
There's going to be a lot of editing.
Don't ever do that face while scratching that part of your body again while I'm here.
So, next program, we're going to bring up some more information about Fall of Liberty so you guys can get a hold of that stuff. We're going to talk about the John Liu thing going on over in New Mexico.
Yes,
in the big mall.
If we can track down more information.
Well, we're going to track down more information.
He hasn't released a whole lot yet.
We're going to track down more information. We need more information.
Shut up.
We're going to track down that information. We've got some more stuff coming up soon. We got gear reviews and such coming up. We're going to continue pushing on the new events.
Yes.
And we're going to bring you news from around the United States concerning Airsoft, because that's what we do here at Airsoft Airwaves. I'm Jawbone.
And I'm Loco.
And we're signing off. Wub, 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 wub.